So we're on question 83, and it's a follow-up from question 82. What are the kings of the kingdom of heaven? Answer: the preaching of the holy gospel and Christian discipline, or the excommunication out of the Christian church. By these two, the kingdom of heaven is open to believers and shut against unbelievers. Explanation and proof. Question: what are the contents of this question and answer? Answer: the keys of the kingdom are, first, the preaching of the holy gospel, secondly, Christian discipline. How do you prove this? Matthew 16:19, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again, Matthew 18:15-18. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not listen to you, take two or more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every fact may be confirmed. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again, John 20:22-23. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they have been retained. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. So what is accomplished by these two things? The kingdom of heaven is open to believers and shut against unbelievers, and the proof of that we are in this passage as we just read.